This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Etowah County Sheriff Todd Intrican came under fire earlier this year when it was revealed he bought a beach house with money that was supposed to have been used to feed inmates at the county jail. Now, another scandal. Intrican is accused of having sex with underage girls. His accuser, Etowah County native Mary Elizabeth Cross, says it happened in the summer of 1992. According to her account, she was 15 when she attended parties Intrican hosted filled with alcohol, drugs, and sex. And it was during these parties, she alleges, he had sex with her four times. Intrican denies the allegations. AL.com investigative reporter Connor Sheets broke the story and joins us now. Good morning, Connor.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us more about what Cross says happened at these parties.
Okay, so there's quite a bit that she alleges, but essentially she alleges that when she was 15 years old, going on 16, she was taken to the first of one of these parties, and then four times over the course of 2 months, she alleges that she was given drugs at most of these parties, generally cocaine, and that she had sex with Todd Intrican on four separate occasions. She alleges that she saw another young girl also have sex with him. That was a forcible situation. And all of this is recorded in an incident report that was compiled by Oneonta Police Department.
An attorney for Intrican denies all the allegations in the article. They are explosive claims. So how did you go about assessing whether or not it was true?
Yeah, so for me, spending time with her and actually seeing how she talked about these claims, and Chaz Clifton, who's the police chief for Oneonta, he used some various techniques aimed at trying to figure out if someone's lying or if they're misleading, and she never fell for any of those. So that was a good indication, like, let's continue looking into this. I did some pretty intensive digging into her past and found that she had been arrested one time that we knew of, but it seemed like it was something fairly above board. She did have some history of drug use, but she appeared to have been clean for at least the last year. And so from there, I did some further reporting. I spoke with another girl who allegedly was raped by Todd Intrican and another man. And she, that conversation, she said, yes, you know, she did tell me that she had been hooking up with these law enforcement officers. One of her family members, Mary's family members, confirmed some of the general gist of the allegations too. And from all that together, I mean, obviously something happened in 1992. There's no way I can say definitively, yes, this absolutely happened. We don't have any video or anything like that. But as far as were they credible to be able to be reported, yes. And also they were in a police report prepared by the Oneonta Police Department.
Well, you said Mary Elizabeth Cross had past drug use, no apparent vendetta against the sheriff. But what do we know about why she's coming forward now, 26 years later?
Yeah, so Ms. Cross, she's a bit of a troubled person, which she chalks up to some degree to some of the things that happened to her in her past. So now she's come clean off drugs. She's not on alcohol anymore, according to her, and she's also found religion and gone to rehab facilities multiple times. And so what she says is that through that process, she's been able to realize that in order to move forward with her life and do what she describes as God's work, she needs to sort of get past her past. And so for her, this was sort of a cathartic experience on some level. Obviously, it's a fraught situation for her, coming forward with these type of claims and putting herself under that scrutiny. But I think for her, it was something that she needed to do in her mind.
Well, you have the Oneonta Police Chief's incident report. A statement from Intrican's lawyer says he wants state authorities to come and investigate. Where does this go from here?
We do currently know that he's under investigation by the state and federal authorities for things related to the beach house and the food money. His lawyer has requested, as I think we discussed, that there be an investigation into these allegations by Ms. Cross. Police Chief Clifton, I know that he is very interested in having it be taken over by a state entity. I understand that there is some interest from state authorities. That's just anecdotal. Beyond that, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Connor Sheets is an investigative reporter with AL.com. Connor, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.